The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The death of the global government will start the day it's born. This is true. Folks, I've noticed that I talk a lot of doom and gloom about America because I do believe that these things are true, but that doesn't mean that I think in the long run we lose. In fact, I know in the long run we actually win. In the long run. So I don't want people to get too confused. They see, like, my last show about the purge of the military and how what they're doing to go after MAGA is something that they're doing that will end up destroying the country, but it's really going to end up destroying them. And I want you to understand that I'm all doom and gloom. I don't want them to think. I realize they could be thinking by looking at my stuff that, yeah, we're winning. We're empowered. Well, I've got news for them. This show is a warning to them. They are going to destruction. They are the ones that are going to lose in the long run. And especially, they need a warning about this. They're messing with the wrong people. They picked a fight with a people that they cannot beat. And there's a reason for that. Because this group of people have a champion. And their champion has already overcome their schemes. We'll get to that champion a little bit later on this video. And it might not be who you think it is, or it might be who you think it is. I don't know. Some of you, I think, are thinking, well, you'll find out. So you're going to have to stick around. So the death of the global government. What am I talking about when I say the death of the global government will start the day it is born? I do believe they have to destroy America as we know it. And in that destruction, yes, they will feel like they're winning. And yes, I do believe there will be a global government that forms. And even though they'll never have time to think that they've actually won, they will always be thinking, oh my gosh, we got to do this next thing. The whole mark system that they will eventually implement has to happen because they're paranoid. Because they can't control everybody. Because they're never going to be able to rest. They're going to be tormented the whole time. As soon as they finally destroy America, of course, there's going to be economic chaos if that were to happen. They form their one world government. Economic chaos is happening. They'll say they have the answers. And then everything will continue to fall apart. The day the global government is born is the day it starts to die. The death begins, and it will get worse and worse and worse, and they won't turn away from what they're doing. They will be stubborn, and they will keep going, and they will be losing, and losing even more, and losing even more, and they'll keep going. That's what's going to happen. So I want you to know, in the long run, they're going to lose big time. And I mean big time. We're not going to lose big time. But I want to explain how I can be optimistic at the same time telling you that America could be destroyed, especially by a surprise attack. And you're seeing it in the news, Vladimir Putin threatening. You see the globalists actually trying to start World War III. I'm not making these things up. When I was seeing this stuff, none of this stuff was in the news. And you could have said, oh, he's scaremongering. How can you possibly say that now? It's all in the news. It's not me. I didn't make these people lay everything on the line and go and push in the Ukraine and try to escalate to World War III as the globalists tried. I didn't make Biden sell out his country to China. I am not the big businesses that have sold out America to China and sold their soul for money and sold their country and became traitors. I'm not the military that is purging
the best of the best out of the military. I'm not doing any of that. I'm simply a truth teller, and I don't sugarcoat things. And a lot of times people are used to people who will sugarcoat things. Yeah, I'm an American, but the truth doesn't stop because my pride as being an American is going to overcome the truth. A lot of people have so much pride in America, and at this point, I don't know why, when God is revealing the sins of America, he used Trump not to drain the swamp as we wanted. Some of the swamp in the Republican Party is being drained, but the swamp in Washington, D.C. did not get drained, now did it. I wanted it to, and Trump wanted to. What actually happened is Trump revealed the sins of America. He made these snakes show who they really are, especially in the Republican Party that were hiding, because I already knew the snakes like Nancy Pelosi before Trump came about how awful they were. But there were some people hiding, and Trump revealed it all. And that's what God used them for. And that's why I'm telling you, God reveals the sins before he casts judgment. It's like a parent. A parent, if it's a good parent, explains why the child is being punished to the child. So the child just doesn't think the parent is randomly just punishing and just does it out of pure anger. No, a good parent, it allows the child to see exactly what they've done and why the punishment, even though the parent doesn't want to give the punishment to the child, the punishment must happen because of what the child did. Now, that's a picture of God. God made us parents so that we could understand him more. Do you know that? You have children so that you can understand your relationship with God better. You're supposed to grow as a parent by looking at your own child and remembering when you were a child. You as the parent are supposed to grow in your relationship as a child of God. You're supposed to grow by doing that. So the picture of a parent punishing their child and doing it properly as a good parent in the proper way of punishing and making sure that the child understands why they're being punished is exactly how God will punish nations and has in the past. No nation that has been punished by God didn't know that they were being wicked. Let me restate that so you understand this clearly. No nation in the history of the world that has been punished by God didn't know that they were doing and acting wickedly. They all knew it. They just thought, I'll just say there is no God, or I don't care. Or screw God. He hasn't done anything now. He hasn't done anything at this point in time, so then he doesn't exist and we can get away with it. So why I'm telling you America is going to get punished is because I believe God has revealed the sins. He's let everybody know, and only if you want to close your eyes and be blind and say, I don't see any sin in America. I don't understand why God would punish America. You'd have to be lying. I mean, come on. So God has revealed this, which tells me the punishment's coming because God has to do that, or else he's not a good parent. As I'm using the parent analogy, the parent that says they're going to punish the child but never follows through, what happens to the children? They get even worse if there's no follow-through of the punishment. They become even worse. But the punishment to America will actually, if it happens the way I think, and I don't know, folks, I'm giving you my best, the wisdom that God has given you, educated guess on how things will go. And in my best educated guess, if America's destroyed before the tribulation period, which I believe the Bible supports that wholeheartedly, and I could prove all that, but that's not what the show is for, is to get into a biblical study. I can't do that on this show. I can't do that in this format. So I'm not going to show you why I think that. I've done it in the past and thrown out hints. If you're a longtime listener, you should know why. Or maybe you didn't catch it, but anyways. I believe America will be having its downfall before the tribulation, and I think that makes sense logically, because if you have a one world government, it has to become the dominant power. Whoever is the dominant power before the one world government completely forms has to come down. I think that's logical. Okay, so America is going to come down before a one world government is even formed, or it is the cause of the one world government being able to be formed is because it has come down. So what will that look like? Well, I think we are frustrating the globalists so much, even with their censorship, even this and the awakening, that it's going to get to the point to where they have no choice but to try to poke Russia into attack. But they want to do it. Obviously, they have plans for 2030. You keep hearing that year, 2030. They have plans for that. God isn't going to let their plans play out exactly the same way. And Putin is unpredictable. They don't control Putin. But Putin and China and Iran and so many others are posturing as if they're going to attack America right at this moment. They have been posturing. They have been for the last few months. And China's been posturing towards Taiwan, which is an attack on an American ally that would be so important that if they were to take Taiwan, they could collapse America's economy. They know that. It's not like China doesn't know that. They know an attack on Taiwan would start a war between China and America. So they are posturing to go to war with America. There's no doubt any normal person that knows anything about how the world works would say, well, yeah, that's true. So China is posturing to go to war with America, even if you say they're posturing towards Taiwan. You cannot deny that that would make America have to do something. Russia is openly saying that they're going to blow up America with their missiles. And this doesn't mean it's necessarily a full defeat. Because what if God is allowing this to happen because the tribulation is coming? And what if God has to punish America, but he is so sovereign that he understands that he's gonna allow the worst of the worst areas to be judged by men? It's not even really going to be him. He's just going to allow it. He's going to remove his hedge, which I think he's already done, remove his hedge of protection of America, and men will hammer America. But the areas they're going to hit, God's going to put it in China's heart to really, really, really want that farmland, which is already in China's heart. And therefore, they're going to tell Russia, if you do attack, make sure you only do the coastlines and maybe a few key targets within, but a lot of that farmland, we can't have that radiated. We don't want that. We want that farmland. That's good farmland. God's going to put it in their hearts. And what will seem like one of the worst things to ever happen, God can always make it a blessing for his chosen. And when I say that these globalists are, in the long run, messing with the wrong people, I'm going to explain that right now. And then I'm going to explain who the champion is. They're messing not with just MAGA, but those who are part of MAGA. Those that are even extra special within MAGA. And that is true believing Christians. Not people who just claim to be Christian, because so many people claim. Nancy Pelosi claimed. Joe Biden claimed to be a Christian. Barack Obama claimed to be a Christian. Give me a break. No, not that. Real Christians. Not fake. Not liars who just do it because it's politically expedient or just do it to be accepted. Whatever someone's reason is to fake being a Christian. I don't know why people fake to be Christians, but they do all the time. Real Christians are who they're coming after because they're anti-God. They're anti-God. And they're messing with the wrong people because we win in the long run. We're going to win in the long run. And no matter how much they think, and it's been proven throughout history, no matter how much you kill Christians, no matter how much you come after them and try to defeat them, they can't ever be defeated. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Is what the Bible says. Even if, and you won't be able to do this, but even if you were able to kill all the Christians in the world, all you've done is sent them to be with their father. What do they care? In the long run. In the long run, in the short term, their family members will care. But in the long run, a true Christian, oh my goodness, wow, you just gave me my eternal reward. You see, you can't defeat us. And you can't win. Because when you think you're getting your way, God's just letting you think that. But he's giving you extra time so that you can turn and repent. even though he knows you're not going to, most of you. We have a champion that already defeated you. We have a champion that has already won. And no matter what you do, we win in the end. And when you form your global government, our champion is going to smack you down. And it isn't Donald Trump. You all concentrated on Donald Trump. He's the big boogeyman. You should be scared of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of this world, because he is our champion and he is coming for you. But he's going to let you think that you win. And he's going to do exactly what he did when the first time he came. The first time he came, he let the evil people think that they were going to win. And then, boom, he wins. I'm going to pump up you Christians because this needs to be positive. Take a listen to this. This is who your champion is and who they don't have. They, the globalists, their champion, they might think is Barack Obama, but their champion is Satan, and he's going to lose.
The audience for the fight of the ages was assembled and in place. The angels came in splendor from a star. The saints that had gone before were there, Jeremiah, Enoch, Job. They were singing the song of Zion on David's harp. The demons arrived, offensive and vile, cursing and blaspheming God, followed by their trophies, dead and gone. Hitler, Napoleon, Pharaoh, Capone, tormented, vexed, and grieved, and waiting for their judgment from the throne. Then a chill swept through the mammoth crowd, and the demons squealed with glee as a sordid, vulgar, repulsive essence was felt. Arrogantly prancing, hands held high, draped in a sparkling shroud, trolled by demons, Satan ascended from hell. Then Satan cringed, sinners groaned, demons reeled in pain as a swell of power like silent thunder rolled. With a surge of light beyond intent, illuminating the universe, in resplendent glory appeared the Son of God! Let's hear for Jesus, mighty warrior! Then a persona, yes, extraordinaire, appeared in center ring. God the Father will oversee the duel. Opening the book of life, each grandstand hushed in awe, as majestically he said, "Now, here's the rules. For their transgressions, bruised for iniquities. When he said by his stripes they're healed, the devil shook. He screamed,
'Sickness is my specialty. I hate that healing junk.'
God said, 'You shut your face. I wrote the book.' The father looked at his only son and said, 'Jesus, you know the rules. Your blood will cleanse their sin and calm their fears.' Then he pointed his finger at Satan and said, 'And I know you know the rules, because you've been twisting them to deceive my people for years.' Satan cried,
'I'll kill you, Christ. You will never read this right.'
The demons wheezed,
'That's right. There ain't no way.'
Satan jeered,
'You're a dead man, Jesus. I want to mess with you tonight.'
Jesus said, 'Go ahead. Make my day.' Tricks, he came undone. He threw his jabs of hate and clenched hands came down, and Satan struck in vengeance. The blow of death fell Jesus to the ground. The devils roared in victory, the saints shocked and perplexed, as wounds appeared upon his hands and feet. Then Satan kicked him in his side, and blood and water flowed, and they waited for the 10 count of defeat. God the Father turned his head, his tears announcing Christ was dead. The 10 count would proclaim the battle's end. And Satan trembled through his sweat in unexpected horror, yet as God started the count by saying,
10.
Hey, wait a minute, God.
Thus,
you're counting wrong. His eyes are
seven.
His fingers are twitching. Where's all this light coming from? He's alive!
Four. Oh, yes! He has won! He has won! He's alive forevermore! He's risen! He's Lord! He has won! He has won! He's alive forevermore! He's risen! He is Lord!
Folks, if that doesn't pump you up, but more than that, that should scare the crap out of you satanic globalists that think that your plots are going to win when we've already got the battle won, baby. We've already won. There ain't nothing you can do. All your scheming, all the long run stuff to form your global government, trying to create a metaverse so that you can put your souls into an eternal computer. It's all crap. Jesus has already defeated you, and he's defeated Satan, and you're on the losing side, and we have won. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey folks, the new American is guided by the Constitution. They are all about fighting for the freedoms that the Constitution guarantees us and how the Constitution limits government. And they're all about keeping the government limited according to what the Constitution and our forefathers set up. If you have not understood what the New American is about, well, I think that pretty much sums it up. Keeping America what it was supposed to be, a lawful constitutional government, and the Constitution is king in America, and it should be, and we need to protect it. And you can help by going to thenewamerican.com and subscribing as well. Do it.